I'm Bree Dias from AOL's DIYLife.com.
In this economy, I mean, any way we can save some money is going to be key in making our lives easier. And you are always so chock full of the best ways to do that and the best places to go to actually save. And today we're going to talk about the estate sale. Now, what is that for the uninitiated?
An estate sale is basically a garage sale on steroids. Absolutely everything in the house is on sale, unless they tell you it's not on sale. But everything in the house is on sale, free to buy. That means everything from antiques to sometimes cars to even a nice little china set.
Now, I've been to different estate sales where it's almost arranged like a set. And in some, everything is just piled almost to the ceiling.
Yes, it really depends on who's organizing it. These outside estate sale companies are responsible for creating these estate sales. And some people take a lovely curated approach, which looks like a set when you walk in, and others decide to take a more, let's say, treasure hunter approach and just pile everything on, stick some price tags on, and let you, you know, fend for yourself.
Now, when you do go to an estate sale, do you ever wonder about the story behind the sale? I mean, why the people are, I guess you have to just put your bargain hunter's glasses on and just proceed straight ahead.
You really should just proceed straight ahead, but we are humans, and often an estate sale is an outcome of, you know, I'm not going to lie, a kind of a sad event, somebody going to a nursing home, somebody passing away. However, a good way to think of it as you're helping the family. Everything that you buy gives them a little extra money in their pocket. And, of course, you walk away with something nice that, you know, instead of it going into the trash, it going into a thrift shop where it might not be as appreciated as much, you will definitely treasure that item. And another thing that you can think about, too, is often estate sales are for people who are moving houses and they don't want to move the rest of their items. So that can be another reason why an estate sale is going on, and a little bit happier one as well.
Yes, indeed. Well, what types of bargains can you typically find at estate sales?
Well, you can find everything at an estate sale, let me tell you. A reader wrote into DIY Life to tell me that her husband actually bought a 1960s Mercedes for $10,000 at an estate sale.
Ooh.
Which is not a typical find, but it was at an estate sale. Estate sales can be a great place to find furniture. Often we don't want, if we want to get secondhand furniture, because Lord knows how expensive retail furniture is nowadays, If we want to go the secondhand routes, really, what are we going to do? We're going to go on Craigslist, which I call the second IKEA, because everything from IKEA ends up on Craigslist. But you could go to an estate sale and get high-quality wood furniture that's withstood the test of time. Maybe it's not an antique, but it's high-quality, great, was treasured by a family, and you can get it for a bargain.
And how do you find out about upcoming estate sales, especially in our, you know, our area?
Yeah, estate sales are not going to be listed often as you would find a garage sale with flyers and signs everywhere. You need to do a little bit of hunting yourself. What you do is you look in your local newspaper. They're still good for something. Estate sale companies often put advertisements in the classified section and the real estate section for upcoming estate sales. You can also go to a few websites that I like, such as weekendtreasures.com, estatesales.org, and estatesales.net. And that has listings for the entire country, including our area, of upcoming estate sales. And the way I find them, too, is just by going into Google and plugging in estate sale companies and our state. So I put New York and New Jersey. And that brought me to the number one estate sale company in the tri-state area, which is this fab company called Dusty Old Bags. Very funny. And they keep me in the loop of all the upcoming estate sales a little bit ahead of when they put the advertisements up. So doing that legwork can pay off for you.
Absolutely. Now, the cynical might say, well, how is an estate sale different really than a garage sale?
There's a few ways in which an estate sale differs from a garage sale. And first is scope. An estate sale, really, bigger garage sale, everything's on sale. The second difference is quality. Estate sales will have better quality items than you'd find at a garage sale, including antiques, jewelry, high-quality furniture, high-quality china, all that fun stuff. Formality is another reason that it differs. An outside company always handles, or usually handles, an estate sale. They price everything, they determine what's valuable, they place the advertisement, and they handle the monetary transactions. And then there's a whole different process. At a garage sale, you can just walk up to a table and shop. But at an estate sale, you usually have to arrive by a certain time to get a numbered ticket, and they call this getting the numbers. What they do is they basically hand out numbered tickets, exactly, and the estate sale host at a certain time will announce that numbers 1 through 10, for example, can come in and shop the estate sale.
Well, that makes sense. Then you don't have a clogged or high-volume situation.
Sometimes they slip through the cracks, but generally the numbers do avoid that.
Now, what kind of other tips for going to an estate sale do you go by? I guess you have to show up early enough to get in there first.
Yeah, definitely get there early if you can. The estate sale ad would tell you when they'll be handing out the numbers, which of course determines who gets first picks of the items for sale. Obviously, the earlier you arrive, the better that you have a chance of scoring that Mercedes or the China or the fabulous furniture.
Mm-hmm. Or you say get there late. What's that all about? What's that thinking?
Well, if you're a little bit of a procrastinator, like I can be on a Saturday, it pays to get there late when the estate sale's, you know, about an hour away from closing. You might find that some treasures that others overlook, and since the sale's about to end, you'll probably get a deep discount because they just want to get it off their hands.
Oh, that's a good point. And you say take cash.
Always have cash on hand. It's way easier to bargain with somebody who has cash. I mean, most organizers are equipped with a register, you know, so they can take credit cards, and they will take checks sometimes, but cash is definitely king. I was up against an antiques dealer, little did I know, at the estate sale that I shopped, which the video is up on DIYlife.com if you want to take a look at it, and you can see him in the background. But we were up against each other on this rhinestone necklace from the 60s. Very tasteful, it doesn't sound like it, but it was fabulous. And he was going to buy it, and I really wanted it. He, at that point, was down to his credit card since he used up all his cash. I had cash. The seller gave me the jewelry because I had cash, and I got it for 10% of the sale price.
Yes.
It's amazing.
We love when we have good luck, right?
I got a bit of a rush, I have to admit.
Now, do you have to have, or do you usually have an idea of what you want going in? Is that a better way to shop estate sales? Or just go in and say, surprise me, I'll see what's there.
To go in with an idea of what I need. I got a dining room table once in an estate sale. It was originally $3,000. I got it for $300, and it's from France, early 20th century, all completely hand carved, which, as you can imagine, fits very well into my small apartment, but it's a treasure. You have to, it pays to know what you need because it can be a very crazy experience, especially if the process ignores the numbers, and you just have a whole bunch of people rushing in. If you know you need dining room chairs, head over to the dining room. But it's also fun to treat it like a treasure hunt. You go around, you look into the room, see what you like, and if something catches your eye, take it. It's a fabulous time.
What is, as long as we're on the subject, what is the greatest bargain that you have ever found and bought at an estate sale?
Well, it's definitely that dining room table. I have to tell you, it's no matter
it sounds
how many
fabulous.
Times I move,
oh, my
no
goodness.
Matter how heavy it is, every time I see it, it makes me happy, and I get a little bit of that rush all over again of getting a great deal.
Now, do you usually bring some muscle along to help you stash any of these things in your SUV?
To the best that I can. I mean, I work out, I do Pilates, but sometimes it's not enough to pick up those heavy wooden items. Estate sales will advertise if they have porters on hand, and their job is to help you lug that stuff. But I always bring a little bit of extra muscle.
Now, you are an expert, really, at secondhand shopping, but what does that mean exactly?
It means I spend all my time shopping, but at estate sales, of course, yard sales, thrift shops, all that fun stuff. Whatever is not on the direct retail market, like in your local Target or Restoration Hardware, it's on the secondhand market, the resale market.
That sounds like the ideal job for those
it's
of us who like to shop.
It is a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun, and it pays when you find that one special item.
Do you still have a passion for it? Do you still go out there and say, yeah? Or is it drudgery? Is it drudgery yet for you?
It's not worry. I've been doing this for years. I've always been into going to thrift stores and seeing what I can find. I have a great collection of mid-century china. That's what I like to collect. Even though there will never be about 500 people in my apartment, I have enough service for them. And I never tire of it. I love going to the local Goodwill and seeing that if I can find that one nice thing that people haven't seen that's tucked away behind something else.
When you are secondhand shopping, what about the condition of an object? Are you one of these handy people who can put together a chip dish if you have the little the little chip with you? You know what I mean? Or do you there are some things that you should just pass on by?
Well, if there's a will, there's a way, I always say. And if something's chipped, I like to think, well, if it's not chipped on the front end of it and I can hide it somehow, I'll buy it. But over the years, I've gotten a lot better about assessing quality. It really, in this, we are all busy people. And even though I'm totally into DIY, I don't want to spend what little free time I have patching up cracks, trying to get things to look like 100% pristine.
Yeah.
So I always try to look for items that don't have the stains that are huge. They don't have the huge cracks that aren't like so past repair that you would need a seance to bring it back to life. So try to look for things that are in the condition that they would be in at a boutique.
That was very well said. Anything else you want to mention before we go to, if you want, we want to know more, where you can direct our listeners to go?
If you want to know more about anything secondhand or even DIY, head to DIYlife.com.